Three, two, one. All right, Monroe County, you have tuned in. See, Don, you told me to do something different. You've tuned in to the Reporter on the Air, and this week, folks, it's radio only. That's right. We will no longer, what's the word, subject our viewers to our faces today because we have another project.
Be positive. They will miss us.
Next week, folks. Stay tuned. Yeah, we're coming back.
They're going to miss us.
Video will be back next week. But right now, it's just Magic. It's just you, our friends at Magic 100. It's just us together, gathered around the table and talking about the events of the week in Forsyth.
We moved from the front porch because it's too hot.
Yeah. It is too hot. But guys, there's a lot of news, a lot going on. This week's edition, I don't know. I think most of our listeners out there take the Reporter. Throw that dollar down because there's no better way you can support your community than to take the hometown paper.
May I ask one thing?
Yeah, sure.
What Monroe Countyan did you leave out of the paper this week? You had nothing but pictures and pictures of oodles and oodles of people. Who did you leave out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got a picture of every kid in this county that participates in fall sports.
And, I thought it was neat.
All because of the hard work of the man sitting to my right.
The
great Richard Dumas, who our sports editor extraordinaire, who managed to get in a couple hundred kids who play volleyball, softball, and most importantly, feetball, our feetball players.
Yeah.
They're all in this week's edition, our Pigskin 28 pages Pigskin preview. What is the – I'm interested, you know, everybody loves football in Georgia, especially high school football. What is – ours is – definitely the biggest preview of Mary Persons Football, 28 pages. What do you think is the second biggest? Who, which media company puts out the second biggest preview of Mary Persons Football?
Maybe the Telegraph. They had a paragraph.
A paragraph. Okay.
They had a story. It was about 10 paragraphs, maybe.
Wow. That's a big one.
That's all I got.
I don't like to brag, Don. I don't like to talk about how great the paper is. Actually, I do.
People realize
what they're missing.
Yeah, we want to make sure you know that this is the newspaper to read. You know, a lot of people, older folks, like to read newspapers, and they just don't find a good one anymore until they find the Reporter. And then it's like nirvana. It's like, oh, my gosh, there's still a newspaper.
You're using too many big words.
I know.
Which team do we play hates us the most besides Jackson?
There's probably some
paper that like focuses on other teams.
Monticello used to be a rival.
They show their rage over MP in like a different way.
Monticello used to be a rival. Do we play Monticello anymore?
No, we haven't played them.
Well, Mark County doesn't like us either, but we kind of quit playing them.
Well, not only did we skate with the lightning ball and get out of a bad situation by the weather, we also stole two of their best players in the Harden brothers, but... Richard, will you turn that scanner down? I can't hardly hear myself. What did you say? I was trying to listen to the radio scanner because our readers may want some breaking news, and we've got the scanner on. But I think they're talking about somebody found a snake in their house right now, so it's probably okay if we don't make that call.
You're living out in the country now.
Yes.
You're living out in the country now. What's the biggest critter problem you've had so far?
I have scooped probably three snakes out of the pool, which you warned me that would happen.
That's gross.
And
little garter snakes, man.
Yeah, the biggest problem I'm having is that I'm putting deer corn out, and
and
they eat all the deer, and they eat all the corn before I see them. I hadn't seen any deer yet by the feeder.
What are you gonna do? Sit on your back porch like I usually do and shoot them?
Yeah,
that's the best way to do it.
Don't tell anybody though. Just keep it between us.
No.
Okay.
No. When I used to hunt deer, I put corn down in the yard in two places and.
It's legal now.
I killed deer.
And then they made it legal. It's called the Daniel Rule. This year you can now. No, last year you could hunt
deer.
They
had become pests, and I was eliminating pests.
That's true.
I told you about what happened to tomatoes.
Yeah.
They just annihilated them. All right, let me get this out of my crop. You ready?
Yes.
Go ahead, both of you. That is the most asinine and biased story I think I've ever read.
Oh, gosh. He's throwing us under the bus, folks. We'll do the rest of the broadcast from here under the chassis of the giant yellow school bus.
The Georgia Regional Commission fed the Forsyth City Council
a load of bunk.
A load, yeah.
A hooey.
Well, it does say the city leaders were surprised.
Got what, 350 parking spaces? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I don't remember.
350.
All right, let me ask you something. What's today?
Thursday.
All right, I bet you right now that if you took my car and rode around, you couldn't park anywhere around the square or down on some of the streets because it's so full. That's the reason I'm thinking about starting a new business.
Valet business?
No. Is it valet riding? You park down in Ingles and we'll give you a ride. But it is. You know, I know that you two don't necessarily understand that because y'all came from places where there just wasn't any downtown. But what I'm saying to you is that 350 parking spaces. You come on a court day. Can you find a parking space?
It's tough.
Thank you very much.
You might have to walk a block, maybe two blocks.
That's right. That's right.
But Towel Like a Tom jumped your butt this week.
No, I appreciate him giving me all that publicity. I need it, man. That means people be reading my car on this.
Our readers think you are Towel Like a Tom, but they said Don's writing about himself.
No, I'm not that egotistical. Will you ever reveal who Towel Like a Tom is?
No. His idea, he won't tell us. We don't even know who he is. He just drops his stuff in the box here out front of the reporter every Monday morning.
He doesn't email it?
Like at 4 a.m. he does.
You don't email it? He doesn't email it?
No, he doesn't. They don't have email out there.
Why
are you getting up so early? Why don't you just come in, just send it in?
I'll tell Towel Like a Tom, but he's old school.
Okay.
You know how we pay him, don't you? We give him copies of last week's newspaper so he can wrap fish in it. That's his payment.
Did you know you can't even buy fresh fish in Monroe County in Forsyth?
Really?
No. But the angles and everything is all cleaned and nice and everything.
So you think somebody should open a real fish market?
Or did you know Forsyth used to have a fish market?
Where?
Down here, what's the school then going down toward making
on 41?
Where they just put the road in. Darn it, I can't remember the
guy. T.G. Scott Middle School.
There used to be a guy right there that he lived in his house and he had a fish market over there. And you could go in there and get fish.
What kind of fish did he have?
A lot of seafood fish.
Did he catch it all?
I used dynamite. I don't know. But he always
had. Did you ever buy from him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite fish?
You're not going to believe it when I tell you.
No, I'm not.
Mullet.
I like mullet too.
A fresh mullet is the best fish. When we go to St. George, we pull the nets for mullet. And I can tell you a funny story off air about mullet. But a fresh mullet. When I lived in it with my grandparents in Harrison, my uncle, everybody called him Uncle D, had a grocery store. And every Wednesday, I knew what we were going to have for lunch. We were going to have mullet. Uncle D would call my grandmother and say, Effie, the mullet are here. Whatever she was doing, man, she dropped what she was doing. She'd go get four mullet. And also, here's something about mullet I bet you didn't know. So I've been told that a mullet is the only fish that has a gizzard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You like to eat that part, too?
Oh, I love it, man. Ew. Do you like gizzard? No.
Yep.
What's the matter with you people?
We're not very
That's
southern.
Brain food.
We grew up in a place without a downtown.
Yeah.
We
don't have towns where we're from. But anyway, that's interesting. You know, maybe somebody's listening and wants to start a fish market in Forsyth. By the way,
you can just if you go to the Ingles or to Walmart.
It's not fresh.
No, it was called
shipped in from Tuzbekistan.
Probably via China.
Have you seen these? Have you seen these tilapia ponds that they've done these stories on in China? These disgusting.
You know what? A long time ago.
You don't eat tilapia, do you?
Well,
no.
Tilapia.
Okay. No. A friend that worked for the Florida Game and Fish Commission, when tilapia first started coming in, he said, "Don't eat them. They're worse than catfish as far as bottom feeders."
Yeah.
I eat a lot of catfish, too.
By the way, here's an interesting twist. Okay. We had a picture.
We're talking about food. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Let's get this radio show
over. We had a picture this week of a giant bull living down in 42. And,
42 South.
Owned by, Joseph Egloff owns him, and he is the man doing the new slaughterhouse. Did you know we're getting a slaughterhouse in Monroe County? Mm-hmm. Well, I was told yesterday that, the waste, the blood, they're going to take a hydraulic pin and boom, hit that cow in the head.
I've been to one of those.
And then take them in the next room and slit them open, and all the guts and blood goes into buckets. And guess who gets that?
Who?
Wesley Ham, and takes them to his alligators right here in Monroe County. So it's totally sustainable.
Does he still have his alligator farm?
Yeah. Elmo Remick's place.
Yeah.
Right here on out 83, I guess. Yeah, 83
way
South.
Back. But that's wild.
North, excuse me.
Yo, wow. Well, you had. Let's go back to the paper.
Wait, did we finish parking? Or have we parked in parking?
No. Wait. Read my column. It's coming.
I can't wait till you unload.
Oh,
you just need to. You need to eviscerate those public officials.
You know what I'm going
to
do? What you gonna do? I can't believe they're that damn gullible.
Did you take the picture of the vehicle not quite being
up? Yeah. Well, there's one spot there. See that one spot.
If that guy would move over.
Yeah.
Okay, Richard. You and dude, y'all need to get Diane to go down to the police department and find out how many tickets have been written inches.
That's a good idea. I was told by the police department is going to come meet with us and discuss ways to get the word out that they will start enforcing parking.
Whoa. It shouldn't be
actually,
any will.
I take that back.
Will. It should be enforcing.
They go on to say, and this was very interesting to me, Don. I don't know how much time you spent in Eatonton, Georgia. But they compared us to Eatonton for whatever reason and said they only have, 150 parking spaces?
Eatonton don't have the parking problem that Forsyth got.
Eatonton doesn't have much parking at all. Mm-hmm. And so they only have 150 spaces, and they have three lots dedicated to parking.
What you people
we have
are
a lot
missing,
of on-street
I'm getting
parking.
Adamant here. You got 350 parking spaces that are continuously and always full. So do we have adequate parking?
Well, Don, it's only going to get worse. I
have
it on good authority that we were about to attract some other new businesses.
I'm sure.
Will be very interesting to discuss when I can discuss. Of course, we'll put it in the print edition first, so you have to read the paper to find out.
But anyway, let's get the dogs out of the way. Whose dog was named the cutest?
Julie Stewart. Her dog, Anna, got 249 votes. Don, did you vote? Did you go in there and vote for your favorite? Because you knew
I was prejudiced. My dogs were always the winner.
To vote per parking space.
You were not. That's right. You were not eligible. Right. Well, we had more than 1,400 votes all told. Wore that thing out. And congratulations to Anna the dog. And she's a little shih tzu, and she wins a free grooming at the Paul Spa.
Don't say that too fast now.
That's right. And having had a shih tzu, I can tell you
don't
that
say it too fast now.
I'm not envious. But anyway,
who was the second place? That looks
Whiskey Blue. What a great name for a dog, Whiskey Blue. And Whiskey Blue came in second, and then Jake came in third. So it was real exciting. You know, this is going to be an annual contest, and it's a lot of fun. People, I think
number one and number three are foo-foo dogs.
Yeah. Number two, he'll tear you up. He looks like a boxer. He would
You still taking your dog on a paper route?
We didn't take him yesterday, but yeah, he goes with me.
As big as he's getting, you're going to he's going to wear out the springs in your car.
Well, I think our shared housekeeper, Sandra, is ready to quit after last week. With dog hair.
Oh, she bitches about that in my house
Excuse
us. I'm sorry, she complained.
Well, I told her, do you have a Roomba? I told her I'm going to bring the Roomba
to
y'all.
Yeah,
that thing's work. They are awesome.
You got one?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yes.
Have you seen these photographs where cats are riding on them?
Yes, and it turns it around.
Yeah. My Roomba, I use it.
Don, we didn't talk about the cemetery yet. Were you surprised to hear how much unrest there is about the city cemetery? How much unhappiness
there
is?
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Our city of Forsyth, okay, listen, Mayor.
It's because we don't have enough parking. They're all abusing the cemetery.
That's right. Let me tell you something. The mayor and the city manager need to take a ride. Our city needs to be kneaded up. Needed.
N-E-A-T-E-D. Not K-N-E-E-D-I-N-G.
No. Yeah.
Like a dope.
It's the parking, the streets, it's just shoddy.
Look at that dead tree on top of the grave. That's pretty embarrassing.
Which died first, the tree or the man?
It had to be the person.
But, if the city's got the responsibility of cleaning up the city cemetery, then they ought to clean it up. Bottom line.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear.
most cities that I'm familiar with, and I'm familiar with two, the one in Swainsboro and the one in Harrison, is it the city?
Harrison has a city government?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was incorporated over there.
Yeah, it's incorporated. They've even got a water tank.
Big time.
But anyway.
Well, I'll be honest, Don. I went over there after Diane wrote this story. I said, I got to go see this cemetery. And it wasn't as bad as they may have portrayed it, in my opinion.
Let me tell you something. Do you think them people in that cemetery really care?
I've been getting some text messages from them. They're pretty upset about it.
Well, where's it coming from? Heaven or hell?
They are...
Well, you know, I say this. Now, listen to me again. I have two cemetery plots that I take care of. The one in Harrison and the one in Swainsboro. I go down and I clean up. I blow the leaves. I pick weeds around their plot. But
maybe this... maybe this coming out right here during qualifying week will prompt someone to run for mayor. Maybe Linda Sherman will run, you know, make Forsyth City Cemetery great again.
That's right. I like that.
You like that?
Hey, the Convention and Business Bureau. Are they already doing that, or is that the Chamber of Commerce?
I don't know. I'm confused. Right. But anyway, we'll keep you posted on how the city... I need to go back. We're going to go back to the Watts gravestones here. And see if that tree's gone. You want to wager on that?
It won't be.
Who's in the pool here?
When do we go look?
3-1 odds. Right. Let's go after lunch.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and hit the sad story. But you know, I want to tell you something. Yeah, it's a sad story. But you have to say it's almost a glad story.
It's a sweet and sour story.
Yeah, I like that, sweet and sour.
You know, the Jewish weddings, they take wine, and they drink wine, and then they smash the glasses to symbolize that life is both sweet, like the wine, and good, and it's also there's tragedy. And
does the city sweep them up?
Well, the city that uses those cups, the city just issued cups. Which, by the way, we had a collection of them on our stoop on Monday morning, I understand. So the party city is taking over Forsyth. I mean, we can't even come in our office in the morning for the Red Solo cup.
Here's the question. If you buy a drink in Forsyth, in downtown Forsyth, can you walk down the angles where your cars park with that cut?
That's out of the zone.
There's so much parking, you don't have to walk that far. I mean, you just have your choice of spots.
But you can't take your cup because it's not in the zone. Is that what you're saying?
There you go. Bingo.
Okay.
All right.
But a lot of people are getting in the zone walking around drinking.
But yeah, zoned out. This is a sweet story, Don. And this couple, he was an 87-year-old Green Beret in Vietnam, which means if he's 87, Vietnam was 50 years ago. He was 37 in Vietnam. He was not a whippersnapper.
Green Beret people don't get old.
No, he doesn't. And this is the neat part. His wife was bedridden with Alzheimer's, and it's obviously awful. They both perished in the fire. But they found she was bedridden. And they found them not in the bed. They found he had tried to carry her out of the room. And his son said, my daddy, he would not leave anybody behind. That was his military training. He would not leave someone behind. And so he tried to save her. He could have walked out. He could have saved himself, and he didn't. No. So a sweet story, a sad story. And we'll have more. There's a lot of talk in town, Don, about the some firefighters worked very hard and sacrificed. And there's some are upset. Some feel like that more could have been done. And we're going to look into that, and we'll have more of that next week.
Well, this is the kind of story that, you know, that makes you go worthwhile in journalism.
That's right.
You know,
Don, did you know that if you go to Mary Persons High School, those poor teenagers, they are not right now able to use their phone during school, at least for... online activities. Do you think the school wants to fix that, is planning to fix that? Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
To fix it?
Yeah. Allow them to have phones in school.
Oh, you think they should take the phones away? That's not
good. Yeah, I think they should. Put them in a pile. Yeah, I really do, because, you know, I know someone that is very familiar with the school system. And he says it's absolutely amazing how kids use their cell phone in school. You bring up that subject, how in the world do cell phones get into jail, get into prison?
Yeah, that's a great question. Maybe drones. They drop them in the prison yard with drones these days.
But do you think, all right, both Michael, you asked me, I'm answering you. Do you think kids in high school should be able to have their phones on them all the time?
No, I think it's a distraction. They should have to put them in a bucket.
Well, I agree.
You know, hey, put these in a bucket while we teach and try to instruct you. Because can you imagine a teacher trying to compete with a Instagram and all that crap that kids
were doing? We had cell phones when I was in school, but I think it used to be you could keep it on you, but if it rang, you were going to get detention.
I love it.
Whoever's phone was the one going off, you were in trouble the second one off.
You know, we give kids a bad rap, but the adults are just as bad. Everybody's addicted to their phones. You go to a football game, everybody's like this. You go to in a shopping area, everybody's like this. You go to a restaurant, everybody's like this.
That's right.
And I'm a bad offender.
No conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know how to converse.
No. And it's all because it's I don't know.
So far in qualifying, as of us doing this show, the mayor has qualified for re-election, and two council members, Melvin Lawrence and Greg Goolsbee. And you were a little surprised. You thought Goolsbee may hang it up, right?
There was some. Yeah, that Greg may decide. Hey, he's not going to do it anymore. Let me go back to this kid in school. Here's a question that you need to ask about our school system. Is there a problem with vaping? Yeah.
What is the difference between vaping and juuling?
Juul is a brand name for vaping.
Okay.
Do you
vape?
No.
You don't even smoke anymore.
No.
And you don't chew Nicorette gum anymore. No. Boy, you're cold turkey.
I'm not going there.
Giving up all your habits.
No.
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 It is.
Vaping.
They say it's pretty dangerous, huh?
Just this morning they had a special one. Not special, they were talking about. Is how they're going to control vaping in high school. That was on. CNN.
I might look into that.
Is if they have any problem? Are there any rules against?
Diane Gladwell is kind of our health reporter. Maybe
she can. Anybody out smoking during the school hours? Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're doing away from school. I'm sure most of them smoke away from school.
But you can't control that, can you? Right.
But this vaping, they're doing it in. Again, my inside source tells me again that just this morning. Hey, vaping was going out, and he didn't call it vaping. He said, "Them smokeless cigarettes."
Yeah. Well, we maybe need to smoke that story out.
I gave you a good news story, man. You got Diane; she'll do it.
Other news, Don, in your column this week, the headline is "Where do people get their news these days?" And you did a little informal survey. You spoke to the Dahlonega Rotary Club.
That's correct.
Were you ever a Rotarian?
Only for a little while.
You rotated off?
I rotated off, yeah.
So what did you learn in your talk with these folks?
Newspapers are getting flushed. Television.
Except for us.
Oh, well, there are exceptions, yeah. But again, television, the internet are becoming the main sources for news.
Yes.
And I think, and I'm going to say this in front of you, I think the internet is your worst enemy.
Yeah.
Even with people, we're here sitting here talking about the newspaper, but they can go on their computer. Well, they can access the vent, but you've got to have a subscription to get into your thing. But a lot of people,
So
what amazes me in this survey is I asked a question about how many televisions. And it is amazing how many people have as many as 5 televisions in their house. And the one that gets me is I asked, finally, do you have a television in your bathroom?
Yeah.
And you would be surprised at the number of people that have
televisions. Well, listen, if you have your phone in your bathroom, you have a television.
This is what gets me. Just the other day, the call of nature requested that I go to the bathroom.
Who did?
call him Nature.
Oh.
Ace Ventura.
And so, you know, I was in the bathroom, and there was a man sitting on the throne just talking on his cell phone. I've seen that at the airport.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward. That's when somebody asks you to hold their phone, you kind of do a double take.
Honey, I'm not in the bar. Yeah.
Here's a question okay. for you guys. I'm curious. What do you like better, your phone or television?
I have to say I like television better.
Really?
Yeah. Now, for breaking news, I mean, the phone is pretty doggone good for breaking news. What do you do, dude?
You a television guy or a phone, internet guy? Social media.
I have to choose.
You do both at the same time. You do
TV,
multimedia.
I don't ever watch television. I want to challenge you to watch a show. Okay. On Fox Channel 5 out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. You like that show?
No.
You don't.
It's the most. She's
like the Jerry Springer of legal shows.
No, Judge Judy. These couples, these people. She's a judge, and they, you know, that. If you could see them, you realize how stupid people are. If you watch that, you know. So anyway.
Well, I wrote in my column this week that newspapers are more critical, more important than social media.
Oh, I agree with you.
And the reason is, and we were talking about this, having a conversation with our teenagers that we teach on Sunday mornings. You know, do you get the reality? Do you get truth on Facebook? People post the glorified lifestyles of the best things they do. They don't.
It's worse when they post the bad stuff and tell everybody.
Yeah, that's kind of awkward, isn't it?
Rather see the trips and all that stuff.
Vacation photos at the beach, you know. Oh, they're like,
that's what I don't understand.
People think my life sucks. Look at all these people everybody's having a good time, but me.
What? That's what I don't.
That's what social media leaves.
What is it?
Feeling.
These pictures they take, you know, right here. I'm just totally shocked at the number of people that I know that post on Facebook of what they're eating.
Yeah.
I like to see what people are eating.
You've never posted what you eat? You may post a picture.
It's none of your damn business.
Next time you make me a tomato pie, I'm going to post it and say, look how good this is.
No. I'll give you the tomato pie, and you can do anything you want to with it.
Most people post healthy stuff, and then I eat my barbecue, and I'm like, oh,
well. Yeah. But it's just a Facebook just absolutely.
Well, here's the deal. If you... Okay, newspapers are not perfect. We are not perfect. We make mistakes.
1,369 newspapers went out of business last year.
Wow, that's a lot.
I gave you the editorial.
Yeah,
you needed.
I saw 1,369.
I read it.
Huh?
1,369.
I think it's what it was.
But we, you know, we have the job, the duty to tell the truth about our local. Now, do you? Let's go back to a for instance.
No, I think here's what you.
Nobody else is going to do the truth-telling. We do. You take the city of Forsyth.
Stop. The responsibility of this newspaper is to reflect the community.
Right.
You know, it's not necessarily all news, but what is going on in the community.
Right. Let's go back to a couple of important stories that we have covered where we have held our local officials accountable. You think about... we had two city council members go to prison for bribery, trying to get a bribe. Do you think the city of Forsyth would have posted that on their social media account?
No.
Heck no.
Let me tell you something.
No, we're the only ones who would let people know. Let's go back to the superintendent was caught seeking sexual rendezvous during school hours.
I can go back to when. I can go back to when Richard Truitt was mayor and he was going. Threatened to kill me, and he was on his way to my house to shoot and kill me.
And did you report it?
No, it got stopped. Yes, I did.
Good. That was holding power accountable.
You know, Joe Evans.
And if
you were running the paper when that happened?
Oh yeah, he was going to kill me.
Social media would.
Jack Barker stopped him. It was now the old Shoney's. Ask Joe Evans about that one.
I didn't know if you were running the paper. You've told us that story before, but I didn't know if.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that was just a personal dispute.
No. No. He got mad because I printed a story.
Yeah, see? And that's the powerful thing that newspapers do. They hold, you know, it's often been called, the newspapers have been called the fourth estate. Because you have the three branches of government, and we're the fourth branch because we hold people in power accountable. And I'm sorry,
only business in the world that is protected by the Constitution.
There's no one else. No one else doing what we do, holding government accountable. And I'm afraid that if we lose newspapers, that we will lose that valuable function.
We got to say bye, y'all.
We're out of time because of the constraints of program format. Have a good week, everyone. Thanks for joining us on The Reporter on the Air.